We now come to item three on our agenda, and the Chair of the Business Committee will speak, I am informed, to both items three and four now, but will then formally move item four when we come to that point on the agenda. Cannon Boys has up to 10 minutes.
Thank you very much, Chair. Synod dates are generally set at least 2 years ahead, and this enables us to ensure that the dates are in our diaries than those of the archbishops and the venues at which we meet. It enables good forward planning for synod members and ensures the smooth timetabling and efficient organisation of our meetings. So it involves a good amount of forward planning. Setting dates, especially for the February group of sessions, and so far in advance, is a tricky process. So tricky, in fact, that we got the date wrong in the agenda for February 2020, and I would refer you to the order paper and notice paper. The dates proposed are Monday to Saturday, the 10th to the 15th of February. Please accept our apologies for this oversight. Item 3 proposes revised dates for the February 2018 group of sessions, which were set a few years ago. In moving this item, I'm asking the Synod to agree to include the possibility of meeting on a Saturday on a trial basis this time next year. This will mean starting Synod later in the week commencing the 5th of February 2018, possibly on Tuesday or Wednesday, depending on the amount of business, and extending it into the weekend to Saturday. Many of you will know that this follows numerous discussions and an online survey of members that have suggested that this would minimise the amount of annual leave members need to take from their weekday jobs in order to attend Synod. The hope is that a change like this will encourage lay people of working age to stand for election. The first step in undertaking something like this is to test your mind, Synod, and that's what I'm seeking to do with this vote for a trial. If you vote in favour of a trial next February, the Business Committee will make appropriate arrangements for a similarly lengthed group of sessions, not longer, and then we will review the experiment. Because the dates for 2018 are already set, I have to ask you to agree formally the revised dates. For the sake of clarity, we are only proposing a change to the February 2018 dates. Other dates in 2018 remain unchanged. Also, for clarity, the dates represent a time frame during which the Synod will meet. The group of sessions could start later or finish sooner, but only within that time frame. If this is well received in February 2018, it is proposed that the new norm would be to meet on dates that include a Saturday as the last day of a group of sessions. If you do not, on balance, wish to trial including a Saturday, you will vote against item three and we will retain the agreed dates. If you vote against item three, or if you carry item three but the consensus after the February 2018 group of sessions is that this was a mistake, the Business Committee will simply ignore the Saturday dates for 2019 and 2020 when deciding on actual dates for groups of sessions. Item 4 is therefore not affected. Item 4 proposes dates for the remainder of the quinquennium. In setting them, we have tried hard to avoid the sin of synod in half term, and I apologise for the inconvenience this has caused some of you. Half-term dates are not always set when we are doing our advance planning, and the issue is further complicated by the irritating habit of local councils not to have half terms always at the same time. In preparing item four, the business committee studied available information, made a best guess about February school breaks, and have also taken into account a desire not to meet too far, if at all, into Lent, and the pre-existing dates in the President's diary. We will continue to do our best. I move the motion at item three, standing in my name.
Item three is now open for debate, and again, I'm going to set a 3-minute speech limit from the outset. I call Amanda Faircloth, followed by Jonathan Alderton Ford.
Amanda Faircloth, Liverpool 155. Every single one of us who's a member of General Synod has made sacrifices to be here today. So I don't want anything of what I say to sound like my sacrifice is greater than yours. Many of us work full-time or part-time. Some have voluntary commitments. Some get paid when they're on holiday. Some of us are self-employed and don't get any money for being on holiday. Some of us are retired but still have family commitments. There is a cost involved to all of us on attending, whether it's a regular weekday or a Saturday. Additionally, I guess that pretty much everyone in this room has some kind of duty to carry out on a Sunday, whether they are clergy, licensed readers, local missional leaders, church wardens, or just heavily involved in their own church. Everyone. Those of us on Synod, the staff, and also the visitors and the press have things that they need to do on Sunday. So personally, while Sunday is holy to God, for me, it's not really a day of rest, nor I suggest for most of you. Instead, Saturday is the day for my Sabbath rest. Now, I already lose one Saturday a year for General Synod in July. I lose two Saturday mornings for Diocesan Synod. I lose two for summer fairs and Christmas fairs, one for Team Vision Day this year. However many marriages that I do in the summer for people who insist on getting married on Saturday. So I'm giving up quite a few. I think I've already sacrificed quite a lot. The nightmare scenario for me is losing a day of rest, which I've spent here at the end of a long, tiring, emotionally demanding group of sessions, having a long journey home, which most of you who live outside the greater London area will have, and then having to get up at the crack of dawn and do at least two services the following day. It's just too much. I know this is supposed to be a trial, it's supposed to be permissive, but the very thought of giving up yet another Saturday just fills me with dread. I implore Synod to vote against this motion. Let's draw the line for the sake of all of our health and sanity and keep just the one Saturday in February special. Thank you.
Jonathan Alderton Ford, followed by Tim Hind.
Jonathan Alderton Ford. Hoping that the echo may have gone. No, sorry, folks. May I cross the house? I'm still the same person, but out of breath. 207 Eds and Ips. Actually, it's rather good that I've had to do that, because that's my point. I'm not calling for the renationalisation of the railways, but if you're going to try getting back from London to East Anglia or Cornwall or certain parts of this country on a Saturday by train, you can forget it. Thank you.
Tim Hind, followed by the gentleman right at the back in the beige-coloured jacket.
Thank you. Tim Hind, 247 Bartham Wells. When I started on Synod, I had a long conversation with my HR manager. And I said, what are the provisions that I can have some time off to be part of this public body? And I was very relieved at that time that I was able to have a considerable amount of time to enable me to come here and also to be involved in the pensions board and all sorts of other things. And then gradually over time that became more and more restricted. But funnily enough, my involvement became more and more. And so I actually found that my experience was that when I came to Synod or when I came to a Church of England pensions board or whatever, I wasn't taking a day off my work, I was taking a day off my holiday. And I found it very important that I was able to have time with my family as well as with my church. And I think it's important, clergy, I'm sorry, but for you to realise that for most of us in this chamber and for most of the 98%, you'll hear that figure later on in the week, who are laity in the Church of England, this is part of our hobby. And we think, perhaps those of you who are ex officio may be absolved, but for those of you who have got elected to this body, perhaps you ought to think of this body in the same way that the laity do. It's part of your hobby, it's part of your service, and it's something that you do sacrificially.
More speaker, which was the gentleman who was standing there, and then I would really welcome a motion for closure. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Philip Geldard, Manchester 362. I think most people will realise that society has changed and not everyone works a Monday to Friday week. There are some people and more people who are required to work shift work and weekends. I myself, being one of them, being a charge nurse in a hospital, the sick are still there and still need looking after on a weekend. One thing I do want to ask is, when will we find out what days that Synod is actually being held on? How far in advance? This has implications on people who work shifts to actually arrange when they can be in work, and also upon their travel arrangements to and from Synod. This obviously has a cost implication on Synod as well. If you book your trains well in advance, as we all know, the cheaper they are. As one member mentioned earlier, travelling on a Saturday becomes quite difficult, with the majority of rail improvements being held on a weekend. We may not agree with that, but one other thing is, I do wonder how many people will vote with their feet on a Saturday and actually leave Synod and go back to their home diocese on the Friday evening. Thank you.
Point of order, Mr. Freeman. Yes, I'd like to hear the speaker I've called, and then I would welcome that motion for closure.
Graham Caskey, Oxford 375. As someone who works for a railway company, I'm grateful for this conversation so far. I am, like many people here, a family man. I have a wife, two little boys. I get 25 days of annual leave per year. A fifth of that annual leave is taken up coming to Synod. All I ask is that for 1 year, we try, there may be one day that we think about having Synod on Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Freeman. The motion for closure has my consent. I now put that to the vote in Synod. Those in favour, please show. Those against, please show. Thank you, that's clearly carried. So I now invite the Chair of the Business Committee to respond to this debate. She has up to 5 minutes.
That's very kind. I shan't be using them all. I simply want to thank you for speaking, to tell Mr. Geldard that the finalised dates for Synod are always announced as soon as possible, usually the day after the business committee that sets the agenda, which is in mid-December for the February group of sessions and in May for the July group of sessions. As far as this motion is concerned, the job of the business committee is to listen and to endeavour to enable what you ask for. In bringing this proposal, that's what we've done. I'm very relaxed. We're in your hands. Saturdays or not Saturdays, what seems best to you, Synod?
I now put item 3 to the vote. Those in favour, please show. Those against, please show. That is clearly carried. We now move swiftly on to item 4, and I invite the Chair of the Business Committee to formally move item 4.
I do so move.
Item 4 is now open for debate, and again, I am setting a 3-minute speech limit. I see no one standing. I won't invite Sue to reply because there's nothing to reply to. So I now call for a vote on item 4. Will those in favour please show? Will those against please show? That is clearly carried. Thank you. This concludes this item of business.